You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The key word today is credibility, but God asks you to believe and accept what to you might seem to be incredible.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour.
The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by one of our guest speakers. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Our God and our Father, thank you for your message of life and love and forgiveness. By the power of your Spirit, help us to see ourselves the way we really are, and to see you the way you are. Help us to recognize that by the miracle of Jesus Christ coming to live among men, we can be touched in a miraculous manner, that old ways can be put aside, and a new life can be ours. Work in our hearts and lives the miracle of forgiveness, which comes as your free gift through Jesus Christ. Amen. Who really believes in miracles? Miracles are a fantasy to many. When some people talk about miracles, they usually begin with the words, "once upon a time." Their telling of the story ends with, "and they lived happily ever after." The only place some people expect to hear about miracles would be in a Walt Disney production. Other than that, we are to be a sophisticated people. We tell ourselves we live from day to day in the reality of life. We live by doing things we want to do, from the knowledge and experience we have gained. Some of us can be very quick to say, "I don't believe in miracles." Or do you? The world picture isn't promising. The energy crisis, soaring prices, and even talk of a world famine seem to call for a miracle in our time. The word miracle, then, is really not an unusual one, nor is it unfamiliar. We speak about miracles, but sometimes with tongue in cheek. There is no doubt about it. Jesus Christ was a miracle worker. He performed his miracles that men might be drawn to him. He did the unusual. To be sure, the people who saw these miracles were impressed, even as we would be impressed. There was no magic about it, no trick, no sleight of hand. If you had been in the boat on the stormy sea, when the winds were beginning to roll the waves and rock the ship, you would have been filled with fear. Think how you would have felt, in danger of drowning, and a man stood up, stretched forth his hand, and said, "Peace, be still." The sea became calm, and you were saved. If you had been there, you would believe in miracles. If you had been the little boy who carried a lunch with him the day he wanted to see Jesus, you would have a story to tell. The disciples of Christ asked the boy for his lunch. "What for?" "The master wants it. He needs it to feed these people." And there were thousands of them. That would be exciting to a boy of any age. This he had to see. And he saw it happen. He watched the fish and the bread multiply in the hands of the one who made all things. If you had been that boy, you would believe in miracles. The first miracle Jesus Christ performed was in Cana at a wedding feast. You might ask, what is the meaning of this, the changing of water into wine? It is just like Jesus to do that. It is in keeping with his entire life and character. He takes something that is ordinary and makes it extraordinary. It was plain water he worked with, water to be used in the rite of purification to symbolize cleansing. He told the steward of the feast to dip into the huge container of water, and the steward drew wine to serve the guests. A delicious wine it was. The steward recognized its quality. It seemed odd to serve the best last. Usually, it's the other way around. The Bible says it in these words, "Every man serves the good wine first, and when men have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." But what does the miracle of the water made wine mean? It indicates that Christ is Lord of life and time and eternity. He makes the big difference in the lives of people. He comes to bring beauty and meaning to all of life. He comes to take that which is commonplace and make it important. He comes to change moments and lives and people into that which is useful for his service. As I view these miracles, and because I believe in his miracles, I must look at myself. Here I recognize that he takes that which is ordinary, nothing unusually attractive or useful, actually that which has no place in his kingdom, and changes it completely by his grace and by his mercy and by his love. He changes sinners into saints. He offers himself into death that men might live in him. He makes himself a sacrifice to his heavenly Father that our sins might not be marked against us, but rather that we might have forgiveness. Christ takes the flat and stale and uninviting and changes it into something good and beautiful and tasteful, like the gladdening wine. He brings those he touches into a new purpose, into the new life, to be lived for him. The time of Christ's miracles has not stopped. The Spirit of God is still working with the power of his word today. He works in our lives with the miracle of forgiveness. I believe in this miracle, that Jesus Christ takes my sin, my guilt, my death upon himself. This Christ, who is called holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners, this Jesus, who is called the very righteousness of God, is made unrighteous in the sight of his heavenly Father, so that you and I might be made righteous and acceptable to the Father. That, my friend, is miracle. This miracle of change can take place at any time, on any day. Perhaps the miracle of change will take place in the life of a young person when it is most needed. You could be at that time of your life when you are determined to have your own way. You are stubborn, and you know it. You want to live by your own plans and designs. For too long you have had to listen to others. You want your own way regardless of the consequences. Only the miracle of Jesus Christ can change that kind of thinking. Only God's intervention with his power can change things for you. Imagine what a father and mother would say if they heard you saying, "I am ready to listen to you. I have been wrong, you have been wrong, but I am ready to listen. I want to hear you." If you can say that, my young friend, a miracle has taken place in your life. If you need to say that, pray for the miracle. In those moments of problem, anxiety, and doubt that come to all of us, when we say every alley is blind, every street is a dead end, and every road leads to nowhere, and we feel there is no hope, we need a miracle. there can be loneliness and pain, remorse over sin, and the frightening experience of not trusting yourself. When those moments occur, we need the miracle of new life. And the miracle will happen when you begin to understand what it means to hear the Christ say to you, "I am with you always. I will hold you up. Even to your white hairs, I will carry you. You are mine. I know you by your name." Only a miracle can change your thinking, and only the miracle of Christ in your life does. Do you believe in miracles? I do, because I have been with people whose lives have been changed. Some have been growing further apart instead of closer together. In such a situation, a miracle can happen when a husband says to his wife, "I am sorry for the things I have said and done. I recognize my part in this problem. I ask you to forgive me." A miracle can happen when he hears the words, "I forgive you." That is always a miracle. It has its source in Christ forgiving us. The same power is needed for brother and sister who date their arguments back to when they were children. For years they haven't spoken to each other. One day someone is struck by Christ who says, "Love one another as I have loved you." Then the words are spoken, "I offer you my hand and my heart." We come from the same parents. We ate at the same table. We shared the same joys and sorrows, and over the years the same anger. I am ready to put my anger aside and to forgive and forget. You would say only a miracle can accomplish that. You are right, my friend. It is the miracle of the forgiving and loving Christ. This is what happens when Jesus Christ comes into the lives of people. It was important to make wine out of water at the wedding so the people who were hosts would not be embarrassed. But there is more to the story than that. There is also the acceptance of the miracle and of the Christ for you. This is the change that comes over us when we stand in the presence of the Christ. One day we could find ourselves in the position of embarrassment. Someday, you too might run out of what you need to make life complete for yourself or someone else. It could happen that your knowledge, your skill, your money might not be enough. You will need more. You will need the miracle. And Jesus Christ will make the difference. He will come to you. Even as he saved the people at the wedding from embarrassment before their guests, so he will save you from embarrassment before your Heavenly Father. In fact, he has saved you for eternity. What I am saying is that Jesus Christ has forgiven all of your sins. He will fill your life with good things. When you have tapped every other resource and you come to him, he will take control of your life, and you will know that you have saved the best till that moment. He will be for you the beginning, the end, and the beginning again. And you will never run out of good, or patience, or love, or strength. And you will taste the sweetness of the wine of Christ. It will be a gladdening kind of wine. You and those who know you, if you will share with him and others will receive him as Savior and Lord, will never thirst again. Because the miracle of the Christ will have come to you. Look to him now. He is ready to perform the miracle of his holy presence in your life. The miracle of his forgiveness is yours. He made it so. I believe in miracles because I believe in Jesus Christ and have accepted him to be my Savior and Lord. I believe in miracles. Do you? I pray you do. Amen.